grand jury asking questions about former President Trump and January 6th. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Washington Post is reporting the Department of Justice investigating former President Trump as part of a criminal probe into attempts to overturn the 2020 election.
The Post is reporting that witnesses have met before a grand jury, and those witnesses were asked specifically about conversations with Trump and others in his inner circle who allegedly tried to put in Trump allies in place of electors, certified electors in some states. President Joe Biden won after the 2020 election.
Fox's David Spont. Mark Short, who served as chief of staff to former Vice President Pence, confirming on Fox News special report with Brett Baer, he was called to testify to the grand jury.
I can't, upon advice of legal counsel, I can't give you more than just confirming that reality.
Former President Trump, in his first D.C. appearance since leaving office, told the America First Institute meeting on Tuesday the 2020 election was a disgrace, but he expects big things in November's midterms.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
President Biden is hoping to end his COVID isolation on Wednesday.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden's symptoms have now almost completely resolved, and he has completed a five-day course of the antiviral drug Paxlovid. In a statement, the president's physician says the president feels well enough to resume his physical exercise regimen.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Now that 5 days have passed since his diagnosis, the president would be cleared to return to the Oval Office if he tests negative. And breaking just a few minutes ago, there is no winner in Tuesday night's $830 million Mega Millions jackpot. That means Friday's jackpot will be worth at least $1.02 billion. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will speak with China's President Xi on Thursday.
Among the expected topics in the upcoming call, whether President Biden plans to roll back China tariffs and whether Speaker Nancy Pelosi will travel to Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz told Fox's Neil Cavuto the speaker should make the trip.
We don't let the Chinese Communist Party dictate where our elected leaders visit.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin told Fox's America's Newsroom Pelosi should travel.
I think we need to be muscular when it comes to China, and they can't tell us where we can and cannot travel.
At the White House, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Russia has announced it's pulling out of the International Space Station after 2024, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are exploring options to mitigate the potential impacts on the ISS beyond 2024 if Russia does withdraw. For our part, we remain committed to working with ISS partners to ensure the safe operation of the ISS and the astronauts who are on board.
Russia making plans to launch its own space platform, a 23-ton rocket booster that China used to boost its new space station into orbit over the weekend, is falling back to Earth. NASA warns some of the pieces may be big enough to survive re-entry and hit the ground. A Florida man has an out-of-this-world excuse for allegedly stealing a pickup truck.
Corey Johnson is accused of stealing a pickup truck and driving it to Patrick Space Force Base in Brevard County. When cops arrived, they say Johnson told them he was sent there on presidential orders to warn officials about an extraterrestrial war, specifically aliens fighting Chinese dragons. Police add Johnson also said he heard President Biden in his mind tell him to steal the vehicle. He's now charged with Grand Theft Auto. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.